be filled with your grace, singing all day long. Let my mouth be filled with your grace, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let my mouth be filled with your grace, singing all day long. I'm singing all day long.
You know it's important to be spiritual. Look at somebody and say, it is important to be spiritual. You are spiritual beings. And you live in a body. And you have a soul. Say, I am a spirit. Say, I am spirit. Look at somebody and say, I'm spirit. You are spirit, whether you realize it or not. You are spirit. And you just live in a body. Say, this is just my house. It looks a whole lot better on the inside than it does on the outside. It should. Not saying you look bad, but it should. You are spirit, and you live in a body, and you have a soul. Now, a lot of people can't claim that they have a soul because their soul has them. See, you should have your soul, but most people's soul has them. They refuse to be spiritual because they're so stuck on being emotional. I mean, they can't do the Bible because, you know, sometimes, well, I'll do the Bible later. My feelings are hurt. But you are spirit and you live in a body and you have a soul. That means you have emotions and your emotions should not have you. Say, I can do what I'm supposed to do and what the Bible tells me to do. I'm not moved by my emotions because, you know, you can eat the wrong thing. And you know what? You can get psyched out over that. You can not get enough sleep. And have a bad day just because you didn't get enough sleep. You know, you get a little bit on edge. But you can get pregnant. And when you get pregnant, your emotions go psycho. Give some people that are pregnant some space because they get a little loony. You can get under pressure. And when you get under pressure, you can get whacked out. You know, you can freak out over coffee or something silly. That's what happens when people... What? That's when people's soul has them. But you need to be delivered from yourself. And every once in a while, you need to put your soul in check. You got to put your emotions in check. Because if you don't put your emotions in check, I tell you what, your emotions will put you in prison. Don't you dare trust them. Because you'll feel one way. I tell you, things get better as soon as you decide not to go by the what you're feeling for that moment. And you got to know the difference between your emotions and the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. There are a lot of people that just are on an emotional kick. And they think that's the Holy Ghost. No! The Holy Ghost will do the Word of God. Whether it feels right or not. So say, I am spirit. And I live in a body. And I have a soul. Now go to Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27. So what do we learn? Not to let our soul have us. You notice there are several scriptures in the Bible where people are talking to their soul, where it says, I will bless the Lord at all times. It says, I want to. Or it tells it, so bless the Lord, O my soul. You got to tell your soul what to do. You can speak to your emotions and have your emotions do what you tell them to do. You can tell yourself, I will be filled with joy. Or I will not be depressed. I will not be discouraged. I will not be dismayed. I don't want to be. Do you know you can change your emotions just by talking to them? Because your emotions don't have authority. Do you know that? But your soul, your spirit has authority. And it's what your spirit says through the mouth that will come to pass. But many people talk about the way they feel instead of talk about what the Word of God says. Well, that's the first thing about being spiritual, is not being emotionally motivated. But being spiritually motivated, and you put emotions on top of it to make it look good. See, your emotions are nothing but whipped cream and the cherry on top of life. But many people are trying to give people, you know, artificial, missing all the ingredients. Missing all the ingredients. What really matters is the spirit, and the spirit is always demonstrated by one, hearing the Word of God and obeying the Word of God, making a decision to do the right thing or to do the God thing. And then it gets beyond that where you can do it with the right attitude and the right spirit. Now, in Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27, it says, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Wow. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. You can't find anything from God emotionally. It's nice to do that. Emotion is what you offer. But it's the spirit of man that is the candle of the Lord. That means that when you decide to go with the Spirit, you'll see the things of God. You'll be able to experience the things of God, and you'll be able to find the good things of God. You know that the kingdom of God is within us? And we'll even get in your mouth if you get in agreement with it. Well, I tell you what, you're not going to find that. You cannot get spiritual when you're wigged out and when you're emotionally twisted. So you can't walk straight when you're emotionally twisted. You ever met people that are emotionally twisted? You can't give them a spiritual truth because it's based on how they're feeling at the moment or what they're having to do with. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all their ways. Don't even let that person say, don't even think. There's some scriptures in the Bible that say, look, don't even think about it. Anybody ever heard that? You ask your parents, you know, I'd go to ask my mom for something after I'd done something wrong. And she said, don't even think about it. Don't even think it. Don't do you any good to think about it because you're not going to get anything by thinking about it. But the Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. That person shouldn't even think that he'll get anything from God. That means a lot of people, it's in the spirit today, in the emotions tomorrow. Well, you're not going to get any promises like that. You get a nice workout. You get a nice cry out. But you're not going to get what God wants you to have when you're like that. You got to have the mind of the Spirit. And the mind of Christ when? When you're in church on Sunday morning? Definitely. But you got to have the mind of Christ at all times. And that's how you receive from God, by being spirit controlled. So it is the spirit of man that is the candle of the Lord. Now we've been talking about this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine and shine in the darkness, reveal enlightenment, seeing the things that God wants you to see, reading the Bible. Well, you have to read those things in the spirit. Not just the things you get excited about, truth. The Bible says you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. But so many people are stuck in their what? Soul. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. And hath raised us up together, and made us to sit together where? Where did he make us sit? In heavenly places. Well, heavenly represents the realm of the what? Spirit. So God raised us up and seated us. First of all, our spirits are seated in heavenly places. But so many people want to be stuck in carnal places and earthbound places. You are spirit, and that's the biggest trip that the devil's trying to get over on you by letting you find out who you are and what is within you, the potential that's within you. You are spirit, and you are seated with Christ in heavenly places. Now, and it says this, in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So first of all, God says that you are in the spirit. That heavenly place is a spiritual place. It's all right to be spiritual. There is a spiritual kingdom. Guess what? And you are a part of it. God's put you there. Hebrews chapter 3 verse 1 says, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of what? Okay, are we getting there? We're just laying a little foundation here. Somebody, look at somebody and say, I got a heavenly calling. And the heavenly calling is the calling of what? Deep calleth unto deep. Come on up to the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. You're just not carnal, but you're spiritual. And you've been called up into, you've been seated with Christ in heavenly places. God says, I want you in heavenly places. I want you heavenly minded. And you've got a holy and heavenly calling. Say a holy calling and a heavenly calling. Now you see today many people trying to get people to jump out of heaven, not to be spiritually minded. They want to teach you how to do this Jesus thing in the flesh. You know, now be stable. Be on the ground. Keep both feet on the ground. No, you better keep your heart and your mind on the things above so you know how to walk on the ground. I disagree with your statement. You're so heavenly minded that you're no earthly good. Well, you got to take that up with Jesus, because it's him that's called me over to the heavenly realm. So if God called me to a heavenly calling, I must obey and go there. Say, it's all right. Take it up with Jesus. So he seated me with Christ in heavenly places, and a heavenly place is a place far above. And it's not just talking about in the clouds someplace, it's talking about that spiritual realm. So we've been seated with Christ in the spiritual realm, and we've been called there. I've got a heavenly. So it says, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Jesus Christ. Now, go here. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 4. Don't be afraid of the spirit within you. Don't be afraid to be who you are. Let your light shine. It's time for the saints to stop walking around like peons. We're a new creature. Why not go on and believe it, read it, and find out what it is and let it manifest? That's what it's supposed to be. We're supposed to be different. God's called us out. So we should see difference. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 4. For it is impossible for those who have once enlightened. It's impossible for you once to have been enlightened. People think you can slip in and slip out. Oh, no, you can't. Double-minded. You know, I'll get into the Word and I'll be all on fire for God. And then I'll get out next week and I'll come back next week. And let me tell you what, you better take your salvation seriously. You better take the Word of God seriously. There are a lot of people that slipped out and think they can slip back in. If you're in right now, stay in. Don't get out.
Amen. Amen.
Don't get out. Don't get out once you get in.
You
know, how are you going to, it says it's impossible for you once you've been enlightened by the Word of God. You better thank God that God held on to you. There were some of us that were so dumb we got out there and trying to run, but God wouldn't let us go. You might have been out there, but you didn't go too far. God said, I'm right here with you. You went clubbing, you went bar hopping, you went all that stuff. God said, I'm right here with you. I'm just not going to let you go. Because it's impossible once you know the truth. You better thank God for His holding on power and His grace, and don't take it lightly. You better consider how you walk. The Bible said the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but to he that what? Endures to the end. We got a lot of people like giving up here, like giving up there, like giving up everywhere. God says He's given us eternal life, but we can't last for 15 minutes. And He talks about standing and being strong in the Lord, and I just got tired of that. Well, get into the Spirit. It's no time to be drawn back. It's time to be going forward. You better get that notion out of your head. You can't walk silly. You can't walk slick, and you can't be slipping and sliding. You got to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Take your days seriously. They should tell me this month, you better praise God like this is your last time. You don't know what's coming tomorrow. Don't put off tomorrow what you know you should do today. There was a song we just sing. Jesus said, here I am. Won't you please take my hand? And you said, Lord, I will tomorrow. Jesus said, I am He who supplies all your need. You said, Lord, I know. And I thank you, but I'll give you my life tomorrow. Don't put off for tomorrow what you know you should do today. There are a lot of tomorrow says tomorrow never comes. The only thing you got is today. Unless you get a mindset you're going to walk with God strong at this moment. I'm not even thinking about Monday. I'm thinking about how can I be effective this moment. There are a lot of people that got out there and got into sin and got into all kind of crazy stuff and said, look, I'll get it together tomorrow. And they didn't see tomorrow. You don't know your days. You don't know what's headed tomorrow. Many people say, I'll keep this attitude a second day. You don't know what you'll come across as you enter out on 45. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just telling you the truth.
Amen.
Be ready, for you know not the day nor the hour when the Lord shall appear, nor the Mack truck, nor the crazy man's bullet. People live like they have forever, putting off and putting off. We don't have time for that stuff. Procrastination is a hideous thing. How shall we continue in sin? Continue in our own way when God's put it all out there before us and then we blame it on God. As a dog returns to their vomit, the Bible says, is the one that returns to their silly little way after they've known the true way. It's not a game. It shouldn't be that way. She said, these are the last and evil days, and we're used to seeing that it becomes acceptable. Easter saints. You know what Easter saints are, you? Don't you? See them on Easter Sunday morning. And maybe Christmas. This thing is real. It says, it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the what gift? What gift? Heavenly gift. What is the heavenly gift? The enlightenment to know that you are spirit, that there's something else out there. How can you look at God in His face and see the anointing of the Holy Ghost and experience the good thing that He does? That's a gift. Do you know how many people would love to know what you know and hear the things that you hear and see the things that you see? Somebody comes in church on Friday night, hasn't heard since the 70s or was it the early 80s? Couldn't hear out of an ear, and God heals that ear. You know what? We got to be really careful because we'll become desensitized to the great things and wonderful things that God does in the realm of the Spirit. It used to be we'd be so glad. Our prayers would be, Lord, please heal this person. Lord, please just heal this person. And now our prayers are no longer, Lord, please heal this person. But Lord, let the person keep the healing. I mean, there are a whole lot of people walking out there. I mean, it wasn't like we started this thing out fair. I mean, we forget what God has given. We forget the grace that God has given us to give us this spiritual life. And we still want God jumping through hoops. He pushed his son, Jesus Christ, through the hoop by dying on a cross. He didn't have to do it, but he wanted to because he loved you. And we still want him to tap dance. Once you've been enlightened, and when the lights are on, you see what's going on, and you still act stupid, and have tasted of the good word of God. I mean, you can go to a lot of places, don't hear anything about God, not able to learn anything about God. I mean, Lord, think of the Dark Ages. The stuff that they had to eat, the generations had to eat during the Dark Ages. All the different mess that they had to eat. And today the Bible is made available to everywhere. Everywhere you go, you can turn on the TV and the word is there. Good words, not just bad words. Thank God for a good word. People hear all kind of stuff. People sit up here and hear the good old deep stuff. People have been don't you know half the stuff you know people are persecuted over? The truth of faith that you have, that Brother Hagin has brought, taught, and done different things and revealed. Don't you know they suffered for that stuff? For somebody to say you don't have to be broke anymore, somebody suffered for you, it's a good word. And the powers of the world to come. Well, what's the kingdom to come? Well, you've tasted of the kingdom to come. We say, thou will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Well, what are you talking about as it is in heaven? Thou will be done as it is in the realm of the Spirit. Let it be done on earth. And some of you have seen the manifestation of the spiritual realm in demonstration on the earth today. You've seen just a little bit of what's going to come in the future. When you see the graces of God, the joy of the Holy Ghost, supernatural healings, deliverances, people's lives being turned around, people changing, guess what that is? That's just a taste of what is to come. It's like walking through the mall when you're real hungry. You go by that little Oreo shop, and you say, you want one of these little meat things? So you take one, then you go mess up your hair and go back? No. Put your jacket on inside out. But you've tasted. What is to come? You go through Sam's Club and you walk through those little glass doors and they blow the smell of the bakery right in the front of the bakeries all the way to the back of the store. And they pipe in the dough and all the stuff from the bakery. I mean, they pipe it from the back of the store all the way to the front where you smell it. How is it that you can smell it when you come in the door, but when you're going down the cheese aisle, you don't smell any of it? They let you sample what is to come. It's the truth. Well, that's the thing with the things of the Spirit. You didn't have his samples. That's tacky. To take the samples and don't buy the product. Yes, it's tacky. Well, stop living on samples and go on and get the whole thing. It's already paid for. Stop getting a little toothpick full. Go on and believe God and go on and take the blood of Jesus and the paid price and you can afford the whole thing. It's free. People stuck out there in the aisle someplace out there, you're sticking around the sample column, you know, with the old lady that's got the little crock pot out there. Get away from the crock pot and go take the blood of Jesus and go get it, the full thing. Go become, it's already paid for. No more scraps. Stop living on samples. Get the wholeness of it. Don't be double-minded. If they shall fall away, to renew them once again to repentance, seeing they have crucified themselves and the Son of God afresh, put them ashamed. Some people get into this thing and then they get out there and act all crazy. I'm going to tell you what. Not only do they look stupid. Not only do they look stupid. The Bible says, listen, you can look as dumb as you want to. You can look as dumb as you want to look by knowing the good things of God and getting out there and acting like a fool in it. But the shame is, not only do you make the gospel a shame, but you put the Lord Jesus Christ to shame. You mean to tell me you didn't... Once you had a witness of, I got this good word and it's working in my life and I'm full of the Holy Ghost and things are so good and God's done this and God's done this and I got a witness here. Then 3, 4, 5, 6 months later in the gutter and pulling up the rear end, you just look like you jumped off one of Larry Flint's videos. Come on, you put Jesus to shame. People don't like to hear the word. It's in the word. I'm reading the Bible. But it's time for saints to step up and start becoming a witness of what they truly are. Stop making a shame out of Jesus Christ's blood and making a shame out of the power of God, making a shame out of the word of God. Do something with it. Somebody said, if it's really weird, why are you still hanging around the samples bar? It's just a shame. Get your stuff together in Jesus' name. And we're going to learn how to do that this week. What are we going to learn how to do? We're going to learn how to be the spiritual beings that God created us to be. And it's fun. It's like a constant trip. It really is. That's what this thing is. It's deliverance. The Spirit of God, the kingdom of God, the Bible said, it's joy unspeakable and full of glory. Get into Jesus. It's a high that goes on forever. Joy forevermore. Forevermore. Healing forevermore. Peace forevermore. Life forevermore. You ain't seen nothing yet. You just had a sample about what God is about to do. We're about to get spiritual. I'm not afraid of being spiritual. There is a God, and God is spirit. It's just not a philosophy. It's just not a religion. It's real. We believe in a supernatural being that lives and abides in us. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And the God that's in me can do something. Go for it. Get as spiritual as you want to be. Turn into spiritual giants. Start to let the earth see what God has got in you. The earth groans in anticipation to see the manifestation of the sons of God. And this is the day, and this is the hour. Why is the earth groaning? It's not going to groan after God destroys it. He'll make a new heaven and a new earth. But the earth that's still here, it's groaning, waiting. I mean, it's looking at half the Christians saying, oh, gosh, how long? Remember, you got the earth praying in the Holy Ghost for you. You hear these earth, you're hearing these earthquakes and all these rumors of war, you might think it's the earth groaning. Another dead Christian. Quake here and a quake there. Just breaks its heart. The demonstrations of the Holy Ghost. We bless your holy name.
You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in the Woodlands, Texas.